জয় শ্রী রাধে, জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর। তাহলে মহামুনি
মহামুনি নারদজি
দ্বারকা প্রদেশে,
ইন্দ্বারকা ধাম,
গোপ কুমারকে,
হি স্পোক টু গোপ কুমার about the glories of Shivraja Mandala. Vraja Mandala is the greatest. Bliss that can be found in Vraja Mandala doesn't exist in no other dham in whole creation. Mahamuni Naraji, he has kept the glories of Golok Dham, Vrindavan Dham, hidden for a long time. It's not proper to openly speak about these topics to personalities that are not qualified. But seeing Gop Kumar, Narad Muni has seen that Gop Kumar is qualified to hear, to know about this hidden knowledge. This is why he started speaking about the glories of Goloka Dham, Vrindavan Dham to him. Yesterday we have heard about the glories of Shri Krishna's flute, about Krishna's Venu Madhuri. Great sage Naradji, he has told that amongst the four Madhuryas, transcendental loving sweetnesses of Lord Shri Krishna, Venu Madhurya, or transcendental loving sweetness of his flute, is the greatest.
বংশীর টানে কি না হয়, আবার কম করে গেল। এই সনাতনকে ডাকো না, ডাকো ডাকো, এটাকে মিডিয়াম করো না, বাড়ো, একে বললাম কমিয়ে দিয়ে করে।
Something has happened now in some technical way, so Maharaj is calling for a disciple, Sanatanji, to come and take a look to fix that. So Venu Madhurjam is the topmost. Lord Brahma himself, Devatas, all the moving and non-moving living entities, everyone is overwhelmed when hearing the sound of Lord Krishna's flute. Amongst all the pastimes of the Lord, Lord's Ras Leela is the dearest to him. He himself is saying, there are so many pastimes of mine, but amongst all of those, Ras is my dearest. Why? Because the way that Lord Krishna experienced bliss, he didn't experience such a bliss in other pastimes. Because of that, because the Lord experienced the most bliss, the most satisfaction within Ras Leela, that is his favorite pastime.
মনমে কিদৃশম ভবেত, ভগবান বলছেন,
লর্ড ইজ সেইং, I have many, many leelas that are attracting the mind, enchanting the mind. But the way that I experience bliss in Ras, in the way that bliss is arising from that pastimes, it doesn't happen in any other pastime. And the beauties of Vraja, meaning Vraja Gopis, when they hear the sound of my flute, they're giving aside all the other work and they're running to meet me. With blissful mind, I'm performing Ras Leela with them. So from Ras, this word Ras, the nectar, has appeared, risen. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Maharaj is now explaining that amongst devotees that are sitting in the front, someone is restless and that's disturbing the katha. Maharaj is saying that the persons with restless minds, disturbed, angry minds, can't ever become devotees. And Maharaj says, whatever, but it's a pity that that's happening now during Niyam Seva, Kartik month, during katha. So Maharaj continues katha with his quote from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda, he himself is saying that he experiences the most bliss during his Ras Leela. And the poet Govindaji, he is also saying that Lord Krishna experienced such a bliss in Ras Leela that he didn't experience in any other Leela. So this Ras is pastime in which only gopis could participate. Even Lakshmi Devi herself, she was not able to participate. She was not qualified to enter Ras Leela. So Lakshmi Devi herself, she was not able to enter Maharas, although as these verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita told that she has left her husband Narayan in order to have association of Lord Sri Krishna to get his prem. But even she herself was not qualified to enter Ras Leela. So So it is required to know the tattva, the truth about these topics, about manifested, unmanifested pastimes of the Lord. So, as Narad Muniji described, these kind of topics, these divine topics, cannot be told to the persons that are of gross consciousness. In order to perform bhakti of Lord Govinda, to worship him, to perform the sadhana, the person with very subtle, pure mind is required. So it should be understood that Lord Govinda, Shri Krishna, he never left Shivraja Bhumi, the abode of Raja. He's never leaving Vraja. He's always here. He doesn't give any step out of Vraja Dham. We should understand topics of manifested, unmanifested pastimes. Although unmanifested, these pastimes of the Lord are happening here even now. So, as Narad Muniji told, for a long time he has kept the knowledge about these topics hidden within his heart. But when he met Gop Kumar, he couldn't keep it secret anymore. This is what Narad Muniji explained, and I'm going to tell in my words. The living entity, jivas, they are not having proper knowledge of what is proper and not proper, what should be done, what should be done. Ordinary jivas, maximum, almost all ordinary jivas, living entities, souls are not having proper knowledge about it. Very few amongst all of them are having knowledge, proper knowledge about it, who are having sense, who can differentiate, understand, and act properly. Very few living entities, human living beings, are aware of it and they are acting in such a way. And even amongst them, among such human beings, although knowing, very few are behaving properly. Very few have proper sadachar, proper behavior, proper conduct in life. So, amongst those who have knowledge, very few are living upon such a knowledge. And amongst those human beings, even amongst them, they are following proper conduct in life just because of some gain, because of wealth, because of some material desires that they want fulfilled. So there are very few that are following real dharma, but even amongst them, they do that because they just want to fulfill their material desires. They want to gain some wealth. They're following dharma just for some material gain. And amongst them, there are those foolish ones that want to gain liberation, mukti. So amongst those who are at all interested in a future lives, in a future existence, very, very few are interested in the Supreme Lord, Shri Bhagavan himself. There are very, very few that gain mercy of the Supreme Lord Madan Gopal. So Narad Muniji is saying, O dear Gop Kumar, so most of the living entities are with the gross consciousness. Amongst those who have knowledge are very few that follow it. And amongst those that at all follow, they are still such a personalities that do it just as a business. Because they are desiring wealth, desiring to fill their material desires. So even amongst those who are following Dharma, they are having a business mind, and that's not proper. The truth should be told, although it may be painful to hear it. Example is given comparing Shastras and the knowledge the Shastra scriptures are given without consideration if it's pleasurable to hear or not. The example comparison is given with the medicine. The doctor is giving injection to the patient, although it may be painful to receive the injection for the patient. But the injection is medicine, and the doctor is giving that. In the same way, the scriptures are giving the knowledge clearly, openly, without hiding. They're speaking truth, although it may be painful for someone to hear. So, the truth is that even amongst those few that are following Dharma, many are doing that just in a business mind. Even Srimad Bhagavatam is being misused in such a way that persons dressed in Vaishnava clothes, even Brahmanas, they are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gain wealth. They are speaking Harikatha. They are speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, giving Srimad Bhagavatam lectures just to gain wealth. They are going from doors to doors, from house to house, and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam just to gain wealth. So, this is just the beginning of Kali Yuga and such a things are happening. What will happen further on? So, Naraji was speaking all of this katha, and further on, the more he spoken, he was more humble. His manifestation, the murti of humbleness. So Naraji Maharaj, in such a very humble mood, he has embraced lovingly Uddhavji Maharaj. He has told. He has asking Uddhavji Maharaj. He was telling him, Oh, Uddhavji, you have spoken about the glories of Vrajadham and its inhabitants, Vrajavasis. Giving up service of the Lord, you have stayed in Vrajadham for whole 6 months. And you witness the glories of Rajavasis, of their love for Lord Shri Krishna. You have understood that. And this is why you have asked the Lord, you have prayed to the Lord to be born as grass, soft grass in Vraj, Gulma grass, in order to get the dust of the lotus feet of Raja Gopis. Narad Muniji was telling, O Devji, you were praying to the dust of the lotus feet of Raja Gopis. You have understood who Gopis are, how glorious they are. And this is why you have prayed for the dust of their lotus feet. Speaking like this, he was crying. He was jumping, dancing in bliss. Uddhavji Maharaj himself told, there is no one in whole universe, there is no scripture that can describe properly the glories of Raja Gopis. So Lord Shri Krishna, he has performed Maharas with Gopis and he has fulfilled their desires in such a way. Even Lakshmi Devi herself, Rama Devi, she was not qualified to enter Maharas. Until these days, he is performing her tapasya in Belvan, in Vrindavan. Hearing this katha of Uddhavji as well, Narad Muniji told to Gop Kumar, Uddhavji Maharaj is greatest devotee of the Lord. Amongst all devotees of the Lord, Uddhavji Maharaj is the greatest. Lord Shri Krishna told that himself, O Uddhavji, I'm loving you more than any other devotees. You are my dearest devotees. Amongst all the devotees, amongst all learned devotees, you are my dearest devotee. Learned devotees are very dear to the Lord. All Lord's devotees are dear to him, but especially his learned devotees are especially dear to him. Why? Because they have knowledge about the Lord. They know what's pleasing to the Lord. They know how to act, what to say to the Lord at proper times. So the Lord told to Uddhavji, Hey Uddhavji, amongst all devotees, amongst all learned devotees, you are my dearest. There is requirement as a devotee to have fixed mind, sthir buddhi, in order to understand such a topics, to have such a knowledge. So Lord Shri Krishna has told to Uddhavji, you are my dearest devotee. And Uddhavji Maharaj is glorifying, praying to the dust of the lotus feet of Raja Gopis. And again, he was praying, Oh, my dear Lord, if you are to give me another birth, please give me the birth as a soft gulma grass in Vraja. So to be able to gain the dust of the lotus feet of Raja Gopis. Uddhavji is the greatest devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. He had so many varieties of relationships with Lord Shri Krishna. Uddhavji had varieties of relationship with Shri Krishna. He was his friend. He was the friend of Lord Shri Krishna. He was the son of his uncle. In this way, he was his brother, his uncle's son. He was his minister. So many different relationships he had with Lord Shri Krishna. Who can have such a kind of family relationship with the Lord, to be the son of his uncle? The Lord is Supreme Brahman himself. But still, Uddhavji, he was related to the Lord in such a way. He was his friend, he was his minister. Naraji is telling, O Uddhavji Maharaj, who can describe the glories of Raja Gopis better than you? Mahamuni Naraji, his avatar, manifestation of the Lord himself. But he considered himself to foolish person. He was humbly considering himself like that. What to speak then of ordinary living beings? So Naraji Maharaj told, Hey Gop Kumar. So Uddhavji Maharaj, he was with Lord Shri Krishna 24 hours a day. He was serving the Lord. And that Uddhavji, he has left Lord's service for whole 6 months. He has spent in Vraja along with Vrajavasis. Uddhavji, he has left Shri Krishna. He was in Vraja. 6 months he stayed in Vraj. And he has gained the wealth of the blessings of Raja Gopis. Being blessed by Shri Krishna, he has left to Vraja. And there he had association of Vrajavasis, Shri Krishna's Sakha friends, cowherd boys, association of Raja Gopis. He has the darshan. He had the darshan of them all. He had their association. Also, Akrura. He went to Vraja. But Uddhavji, he was sent to Vraja by Shri Krishna himself. Akrur, he came to Vraja, but he was sent by a demon Kamsa. Uddhavji Maharaj, he himself told, the prem, purest love for Shri Krishna that Vraja Gopis have, no one else has in whole creation, and no one in whole creation, no scripture was ever able to describe properly. So Narad Muniji speaks further. About Akrur. Gopis were chastising Akrura, who came to take away their Krishna. Akrura was sent by Kamsa. What does mean Akrur? It means opposite of Krur. Krur means person who is very, very the person that has such a tough nature, such a rough nature, who is so rough, who is so tough, who is envy. That person is called Krur. But Akrura means opposite. Family of Kurus, mother and father of Akrura, they've named Akrura Akrura, which is A, opposite of Krura, the rough and tough person with the bad qualities, envy person. So he has gained the name Akrur, means opposite of tough and rough, someone of bad nature is Krur, and Akrur means person of a kind, good nature. But gopis were telling that Akrura has wrongly gained such a name of being kind and good person, that he came to Vraj to take away their Krishna. And then in actuality, he is very rough and tough, very bad person. So actually not Akrura, but Krur. So being immersed in Bhav, transcendental loving feelings, he was asking, is it possible that he will ever be able to be blessed in such a glorious ways? Shall anyone ever bless him in such a way to experience such a glories, to relish, understand such a glories? Jiv Goswami Pad, in his Gopal Champu, he has described these topics. He has described about Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, who was blessed to choose the time of his death. He was blessed that he would die on his own desire, when he desires himself. So when he was lying on a bed of arrows, he was desiring that at that time, at the moment of his death, he would be able to have the darshan of the lotus face of Lord Shri Krishna. Little later on, Lord Shri Krishna appeared and he gave his darshan to Bhishma Dev. Brahmanas, sadhus, vrishnis, they were all amazed. All the endless sadhus, warriors, they were present there at the battlefield, because they knew Bhishma Dev is Naishtik Brahmachari. He was Brahmachari from birth. And he knew the power of his devotion. Everyone has gathered there at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. All the sadhus, rishis, they were all present there as well, beside all the warriors. They were all present. Mahamuni Naraji, he said, I am describing these glories, although I have no qualification. Narad Muniji spoke so humbly. Sometimes the sadhu spiritual masters, they desire to speak to their disciples about very, very deep, hidden topics, but they can't. Only when someone is qualified they are the one that this glorious knowledge should be spoken to. Only when there is someone qualified, the saints, the gurus are able to speak such a knowledge. So Bhishma Dev was asking Arjun, "Ho Arjun, where is Madhav?" And he has answered, "Here, Madhav is here in front of you." And he has asked, Bhishma Dev has asked, "Arjun, do you know Madhava?" And Arjuna has answered, "O Bhishma Dev, how do you mean? He's my cousin. He's the son of my uncle. How can't I know him?" Bhishma Dev has answered that so many saints in their meditation, they are trying to get the darshan of that Supreme Brahman. So about knowledge, all the knowledge available in scriptures, this knowledge that Bhishma Dev was told is so deep. At this moment of his death, at the bed of arrows, having the darshan of Lord Shri Krishna, Bhishma Dev himself, he was glorifying Vraja Gopis. He was glorifying their love towards Shri Krishna. Gopis, Bhishma Dev was glorifying them, have given up everything. They've given up all the glorification that would come from their families, from society, all the respect that can be gained in such relationship. The gopis have given up everything for Lord Shri Krishna himself. So he has described that amongst gopis, Shri Krishna had appeared. And at that moment, when the gopis appeared before Rasa dance, Lord Shri Krishna appeared in front of them, but he was testing their minds. And these gopis, their dedication, their love for Shri Krishna is so great that in order to gain Shri Krishna, when Shri Krishna disappeared in front of them before Maharas, when he has disappeared again in separation for Shri Krishna, gopis were so absorbed in their lamentation, in their remembrance of Lord Shri Krishna, calling for him. They were remembering Shri Krishna, performing his different pastimes. They were so much absorbed in him that they were themselves performing Sri Krishna's pastimes, performing different pastimes of Sri Krishna. One gopi was acting as Sri Krishna holding Govardhan mounting. Some gopi, Sri Krishna killing some of the demons, etc., etc. They were so absorbed in Sri Krishna that they acted as Sri Krishna. They were so much absorbed and in union with Sri Krishna that they gained the stage of oneness of Sri Krishna, of Advaita stage, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has described. This Tanmoy, Tanmoyata means oneness with Sri Krishna, identification with Sri Krishna, was so strong, was so extreme in gopis, out of their eagerness to gain Sri Krishna's association again. In their purest love for Sri Krishna, experiencing love for Sri Krishna, praying for Sri Krishna, in that identification with love of Sri Krishna that they were experiencing, they were identifying as Sri Krishna himself. They gained that stage of Advaita, of oneness with Sri Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has explained that that level of purest love praying that Vraja Gopis attain, no one can attain. And as Uddhavji himself has told, that no one is able in no words to describe that level of love, that level of purest love of Vraja Gopis. So Maharaj is explaining now that someone who speaks about such a glorious knowledge and feels, I can't speak about these topics. As example of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who didn't wish to chant the holy name by being in the toilet bathroom and biting his tongue not to chant the holy name. That in a similar way now, while Narad Muniji was speaking to Gop Kumar about the glories of Rajadham, he couldn't stop speaking, neither. He himself told to Gop Kumar that his tongue is dancing now. It is like open. Previously, he has kept the knowledge, this divine knowledge of Rajadham, hidden within his heart, and his tongue was like tied, not speaking about this topic. But now in front of Gop Kumar, his tongue is like open, untied, and he can't stop speaking about these glories. Narad Muniji is saying, we are in such a divine dham, Dvaraka dham, and I'm speaking to you about this divine ras, the topmost knowledge, the most divine, most hidden secret knowledge of the glories of Rajadham, of the Madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness of Rajadham. I'm speaking to you here in this dham. that doesn't possess this Dvaragdham, that doesn't possess the topmost quality of Rajadham. It is known that if the glories of Gopi Gita is being spoken or heard, that Srimati Radharani herself is bestowing her endless mercy upon such a person. So Narad Muniji is saying, this kind of knowledge is not easily obtained by anyone, but I am speaking this knowledge to you. Hitopadesh also speaks about this topic, and we are going to hear a little bit about these topics. We are going to mention some topics from it, some points. It's very rare that this topmost dham of Golok is attained. Even within devotees, amongst millions of siddhas, perfecting living entities, very few of them are reaching this divine Golok Dham. So, amongst all the personalities, very few are getting the mercy of the topmost Goloka Dham. Those who have so much faith, those sadhus who for millions of lives are performing devotional service. Very few fortunate devotees are gaining such a greatest, topmost mercy to gain the mercy of the Lord and reach Goloka Dham. So when such a fortunate personalities that gain the mercy of the Lord to reach Him, what happens to them? The Lord is giving prasadam to them. They are being served prasadam and they are able to relish it. But we can give a different example that some wealthy person is sometimes distributing wealth and he is distributing different items to devotees, bags with rice, with dal, with different items. So devotees receive that, but they need to themselves cook hold the feast, offer it to the Lord and accept the prasadam afterwards. But here example is given of direct mercy of the Lord, greatest mercy of the Lord, where devotee doesn't need to cook the feast, then offer and then only eat. But example is given of the direct mercy of the Lord, that the Lord is directly giving His mercy, meaning giving the feast, serving the feast directly, where the devotee is directly accepting that mercy of the Lord. So this is comparison with Raga Marg. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami Pad in Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that in Raga Marg, true Raga Marg, devotee is gaining the mercy of Lord Govinda, Lord Krishna in Vraj. That those who are performing Raga Marg, they are gaining the mercy of Lord Krishna in Vraj. But those devotees that are performing Vidimarg, worshipping the Lord in Vidimarg, Vaidhi Bhakti, they are gaining the Lord in Vaikuntha. With Vidhi Bhakti, they are gaining the Lord in Vaikuntha. Many, many lives of pure devotional service, with devotional service in pure mind. Devotees are gaining the mercy of the Lord. But it is not so easy to gain the mercy of Lord Govinda until a devotee in a pure mind performs devotional service, worships the Lord in a proper mood, remembers Lord Govinda. Such a devotee is able to gain. A devotee that's following in the footsteps of Vrajavasis, such a devotee with a pure mind, following such a kind of sadhana, anugatya means following. So it is very essential to follow in the footsteps. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is explaining that. It's very, very hard topic to understand. Those who are trying to understand the Lord in a gross mind, they won't be able to do so, to understand Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Govinda. In which way would they be then able to understand Harikatha? Sustir buddhi, it means fixed mind, is required. Gop Kumar, he was desiring Lord in Vraja. So Vraja Prem, the way to gain Vraja Prem is described. So here Narad Muniji is speaking about this knowledge and he's telling to Gop Kumar, I'm speaking to you about this Hitopadesh knowledge. And when you hear about these topics, by this kind of sadhana, topmost sadhana of the holy name, remembrance of the Lord, in such a proper sadhana, following in the footsteps of Vraja Gopis, you would be able to gain the Lord. So what Narad Muni further will speak to Gop Kumar about this Hitopadesh knowledge, we are going to hear tomorrow. And until that, we are keeping our today's katha at rest now.
Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupada ki jai, Damodar Vrata ki jai, नारद जी महाराज की जय। श्री उद्धव जी महाराज की जय। श्री गोप कुमार की जय। अपन अपन श्री गुरु महाराज की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल।